A Brno court has ordered Třebíč Hospital in Moravia to pay a total of 3.3 million Czech crowns in damages, that's about $150,000, to the families of two baby girls who were accidentally switched at birth, a fact that only came to light 10 months later. The court ruling was unprecedented and has evoked heated debate in the media regarding how you can put a price tag on this kind of trauma. Well, Daniela Lazarová has been following the story and joins me now in the studio. Daniela, the story caused a sensation at the time and made international headlines. Can you remind us again of just what happened?
Indeed, it did cause a sensation, Rob, and I think it was partly due to how the switch was actually uncovered. One of the fathers asked for a DNA test without his partner's knowledge, and he was told that his daughter was not actually his biological child. Well, he confronted his partner, who denied it, and a second DNA test revealed that she was not the biological mother either. And that, of course, set the ball rolling. They contacted the hospital, and eventually their daughter was traced living with a family who also had a baby girl on that same day and who they themselves were looking after. Now, needless to say, it turned both couples' lives upside down. They swapped the children, which was unbearably painful, and I think it would be fair to say that they have not fully recovered to this day.
Indeed, who could blame them? But obviously they have been offered compensation.
Well, that's interesting, because first the hospital tried to hush up the whole affair. Then they offered those families a ridiculously small amount, 300,000 crowns each. That's $13,000. So, of course, they took the matter to court and they got 3.3 million altogether. That's $150,000. Though, not surprisingly, not everyone got the same amount of money.
Right, but how is that possible? And indeed, what was that verdict and that payout based on? Can you actually measure the extent to which they suffered and say who suffered more and who suffered less?
Well, yes, that's still at the centre of the controversy surrounding this case. Some people, of course, argue that this is simply not possible, that you can't do it, it's not even ethical to try. But the court did order a lot of psychological tests with the parents, which naturally exposed them to further torment and brought out a lot of dirty linen, which I'm sure they would have preferred to keep to themselves. In any case, they were subjected to these psychological tests, and it was on the grounds of these tests that the court finally came to a verdict. The man who started the whole affair by secretly ordering a DNA test got the smallest compensation package on the grounds that he reportedly knew what he was getting into. His partner, who has often said that she'd be better off not knowing and who's had real problems bonding with her biological daughter, is to receive $700,000, while the other couple, whose marriage is now said to be breaking up, received several hundred thousand crowns more each. Now, funnily enough, even the children did not get the same amount. One got 300,000, the other got 150,000, and apparently that was all depending on how stable and loving an environment they had both before and after the swap.
It's amazing. And how are the girls and the parents doing now? Indeed, are other people in this country, people who may have harboured secret doubts, are they also now asking for DNA tests?
Well, as for the girls, from what we know, the girls appear to have settled down fairly well. They've now spent a year in a new environment. But psychologists say that one cannot rule out later traumas. The two sets of parents are much worse off. They both admit to having serious problems and say they're just sticking together for the sake of the children. One of the fathers apparently has been driven to drink by all this, all of which, of course, may create more problems for the children in the future. So things are not looking bright for those two families. As for other people asking for tests, the answer is yes, Rob, there was a wave of DNA testing shortly after the news story broke. But I think that's receded now, and I think that the very public suffering of these two families has indicated just how painful such a discovery can be and how difficult it is to then make decisions relating to the future. So I think that some people may be thinking twice before asking for a DNA test.
Indeed. Well, it's certainly a moral minefield and a fascinating story. Daniela Lazarová, thank you.